Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Pat.
Bowman.
Present.
Shu.
Here.
McNaughton.
Here.
Moblo.
Here.
Needhammer. Nemechek.
Here.
Place.
Here.
Jeff Ross.
Here.
Monica Ross.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
Oh, go ahead.
Tom and Monica did contact us with some of the information.
Yep.
And I'll make a motion to excuse their absences.
I've got a motion to excuse the absences.
Second.
I got a second. Roll call, Pat.
Jeff Ross.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Shu.
Aye.
McNaughton.
Aye.
Moblo.
Aye.
Nemechek.
Aye.
Place.
Aye. Move on to the rest of the consent agenda, the approval of minutes for September 20th meeting.
Questions?
S10.
For my absence, I was gone due to a funeral, family member's funeral.
Sure.
I did let Scott know, not directly for this meeting, but a different meeting, the historical district meeting, I think. There's something within that day or so.
Sure.
Scott brought it up during that meeting, but that is the reason why I was absent for that meeting.
Well, thank you, Tim. Thank you for letting us know.
But I don't know if you want to retroactively excuse.
So he would have already been.
He wasn't excused for that meeting, so now that you see the issue or
sure,
you can retroactively do that if you wish.
Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion to?
So moved.
Jim has made a motion to approve.
Retroactively
approve Tim's absence for the last meeting.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's got a second. Roll call, Pat.
Bowman.
Aye.
Shu.
Aye.
McNaughton.
Aye.
Moblo.
Aye.
Place.
Aye.
Jeff Ross.
Aye.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
So you need to consider the minutes now.
What's that?
You need to consider the approval of the minutes.
Yep.
With the amendment.
I'm sorry, Pat.
With the amendment.
Well, I will make a motion to approve the minutes with the inclusion of the amendment that Tim's absence was excused in this meeting.
Got a motion?
A second.
Motion and a second from McNaughton. Roll call, Pat.
McNaughton.
Aye.
Moblo.
Aye.
Nemechek.
Aye.
Place.
Aye.
Jeff Ross.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Shoot.
Aye.
All right. Move on to hearing citizens present on non-agenda items. No? All right. Thank you. Move on to reports of officers, boards, and standing committees, Scott.
None.
For, all right. There is no unfinished business. Let's move on to new business. Public hearing for proposed amendment of 2015 master plan future land use map and text. That it was from 2015, we're going to update it to?
Yes, it's the 2015 master plan, which is the future land use map, all that plan that's being updated.
So, I'm Scott.
So, there's two things we've been talking about. One is the future land use map, and then the associated text. And we had several meetings going over the various changes and developed this map here. According to the Michigan Planning Act, once that map is finalized, it is sent to the City Commission for approval for distribution, which was done. So the map was sent all to all the adjacent municipalities and planning agency, all the appropriate bodies that get a chance to review it. They get the chance to review it for, I believe, 42 days. And then it comes back for a public hearing in front of this body. And so that's the step we're at today. As you recall, there were some changes in the municipal boundary that required us to look at those, and those were the addition of the 425 area where the FUCO and that land is now zoned industrial. And then there was the elimination of the parcels that were in the 425 agreement with Wilson Township, which expired. So that was, you know, the hotel, the motel, and the DC Pizza, and that taking lots of that. So those were eliminated. As you recall, we looked at some of the districts, and we consolidated the large lot residential districts. We looked at the State Street corridor and looked at that as a mixed-use kind of district as opposed to a single-family residential. We looked at the community service district in the downtown around the, you know, the city, or not the city, but the school building and churches and all that area right there. Also the Fox Run property, you know, changing that to a manufactured housing district to, you know, coordinate with how that is zoned now. So this is the current map on the screens, and the associated text where we eliminated the one district and consolidated and did the changes. We did get comments from the Charlotte County Planning Commission. They had a couple, you know, grammatical changes, and they also identified that there was elimination of a section. That was inadvertent, because when I cut and pasted this and sent it to them, I just didn't cut that paragraph.
So they didn't do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not changing that. That was just a failure of omission. It was, the language wasn't changed, so there were no changes in that language that they would be concerned with. It was just, they thought since it wasn't there, we were eliminating it. So just to clear up that. But they did make a recommendation that they agreed with the updates and made a recommendation that be adopted. So.
And the rest of the changes were just grammatical changes?
Yes, yes. And I went through there and I made those corrections, and so we corrected the copy.
Okay. All right.
So with that, this is the public hearing. So you can open it to the public for their comment, and then I'll have your discussion, and then we'll also know how you feel.
I'll open this up to the public at this point. Do you have any?
Hi, I'm Sandy Pritchard, 526 East Lincoln Street. I just have a question. And that is, I noticed that you're removing photos and you're removing waterfront considerations and trail connection text. And I was curious why.
Well, that was what I just mentioned. The trail connections text was inadvertently omitted when I sent it to the county for their review. So that text is not being eliminated, not being deleted.
Both of these. Waterfront and trail will remain?
Yes. Right, yeah, that's all going to remain.
Yeah.
And the photos was more of a formatting thing. They'll be put back in once it's all finished. So.
I got confused when I was reading the minutes, and I thought that was part of the amendment. So. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, at this time, I'll close it to the public hearing and open up to the board. Are there any questions from the board?
Yes. In regards to this is a public hearing for the master plan going forward, how is this put out to the public at all via social media or other than just posting down there?
We did what is required by the Michigan Planning Act, and it's always been my policy to follow the Planning Act exactly.
Okay.
And that's what I've done.
Any questions about this?
The only other part was in regards to the other page where it says necessary inquiries, investigations, and surveys of the resources of the city. Was that also anything, what was done to, I know we had a discussion.
Right,
what else,
right.
What else was taken into consideration for some of these things?
Basically our discussions when it was on the agenda. That's kind of a boilerplate resolution that's used for these, so we cumber lots of things that are not considered.
Potential for allowing our discussions to be more
I think Jim's been putting the agendas on Facebook.
Was this one on Facebook or just
this one? I did not. I just missed it. But
it is.
I always put the city commission agendas, and this will go to the city commission.
Yeah.
And you know, there's no major changes in here. It's kind of housekeeping items, really, right?
Yeah, and it was, you know, this was on a public meeting at least 4 different times.
Right. No, I understand that. I just know that I feel like there's been a lot more fuel to the fire, a lot more gain of speed of individuals wanting to have that engagement. Mm-hmm. And not that we're responsible for getting them here, but, you know, I think if maybe we had more of that.
I think that may be a separate agenda item discussion, how to engage. You'll make some policy on how you want to see that done.
Yeah. That's a really good point. And Scott, you can kind of make that on a schedule soon.
Yeah.
And that way we can kind of come up with a better meeting plan as to how to get the meetings and the information out to the public. But as for this specific master plan, I mean, it's everything you discussed before, any changes, I don't see anything unnecessary.
I think we've been working hard for a while to try and make some adjustments, so it's kind of nice to see it in front of us to vote.
Right. And at this point, it would be a recommendation to the city commission, correct?
Correct. Yeah, well, you have a resolution to adopt, and then make a recommendation to the city commission for adoption.
So, resolution to adopt first.
Yes.
All right, Skyler, if you made a motion to adopt this current master plan, is there a second?
This is an amendment.
Amendment, thank you. And Larry Shute, seconds. Roll call, Pat.
Shute?
Aye.
McNaughton?
Aye.
Moblow?
Aye.
Needhammer?
I'm not up to speed, but
okay.
But it's the, as written, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Which I've covered, so aye.
Place? Oh, Nemetschek.
Sustain.
Place?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
Okay. And now at this point, it would be the
recommendation.
If we would like to do a recommendation to the city commission to adopt the changes.
I would make a motion to make the recommendation to the commission to adopt the resolution or the amendments.
Okay, second. I have a motion and a second. Roll call, Pat.
Bowman?
Aye.
Shute?
Aye.
McNaughton?
Aye.
Moblow?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Nemetschek?
Sustain.
Place?
Aye.
Jeff Ross?
Aye.
Then at this point, let's move on to the adoption of the 2022 meeting calendar.
Now, as you may recall, the bylaws were amended to change the meeting time to 5:30, and that was adopted. And annually, you adopt a calendar for the days in your bylaws. And through history, it's always been the third Monday of the month. And you prepare a calendar for those days. I didn't see any days that were any kind of conflict or anything, so it's being submitted for your consideration.
Yeah, they all seem at least enough away from holidays.
Well, except November 15th.
Why?
I understand.
Is there any questions from the board or suggestions?
I do like the 5:30 time.
Okay.
I mean, it's only a half hour, but it does make it better at the end of the day when you get home for a minute.
Absolutely. Well, in those times, I mean, per some meetings may change. If there's a lot of community involvement, sometimes we have made that a later time to accommodate, but just having their standard meeting at 5:30 is helpful.
Yeah.
Agreed. All right. I'll make a motion to we adopt this, Scott?
Yeah.
To adopt the meeting calendar for the next calendar year.
Second.
Support.
I've got motion and a second. Roll call, Pat.
Jeff Frost.
Aye.
Place.
Aye.
Nemechek.
Aye.
Meadhammer.
Aye.
Moglo.
Aye.
McNaughton.
Aye.
Shu.
Aye.
Bauman.
Aye.
Okay. Let's move on to staff report. Scott.
Some training opportunities coming up. The best practices through IRC that's coming up again, so anybody may be interested in that, feel free to register. And also, I met with our IRC coordinator, Pablo, and brought up the discussion that we had about some individualized training for us, and he was very willing to do that.
Perfect.
And I believe they're going to have it here.
Cool.
That would be nice. And he got back with me today about some topics. One was FOIA, one was collaborative decision making, and the other was like legal challenges. That was kind of the things that I thought this board was telling me that they were concerned about.
Especially the collaborative and legal challenges were something we specifically asked.
Yes. Yeah. So he was looking at sometime after the holidays, January sometime.
Okay.
If there's any preferred days, I can maybe get back to him on that. I prefer not to do it on a regular meeting night, as you never know what that agenda may be. I would have a special meeting just for that.
I find that I block off, nothing happens on Mondays just because I know that meetings typically do. Mondays usually work better for me.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any?
It kind of makes sense to just stagger it a week after, before or after.
Before or after, whatever.
That would work good.
Okay.
That way we can, if there's anything we need to wrap up, I prefer it before a meeting, so it's fresh in our minds for our actual meeting.
Sure.
If possible.
Yeah, I'll get back to them and let them know.
Is the meeting on the January 19th and the one in March, is it the same?
Well, the one on the 19th is specialized for our request and through our discussion.
Okay.
These are the ones that come by that they've just offered like in September.
Sure. I was wondering, those are on the 19th on the, and the 9th. I was wondering if it was the same thing offered twice.
No, it's a multiple.
Yeah,
online.
A series of.
One and it was actually quite informative.
Pablo was very, very helpful.
What's the next one? March 9th?
It's a multi.
Yeah, 19th through the 9th.
It's a 1 hour Zoom meeting and they're
done on Sunday. And I'll email that to everybody. So
yeah, that'd be great.
I appreciate that.
Sorry, make a note for
time of those meetings for our training.
Well, that's discussion. Is 5:30 good or?
Yeah, just as long as it's not earlier in the day.
It would be in the evening, and I would probably want to do it earlier in the evening because that training may be a couple hours.
I think it was like 2 hours last time we went.
Yeah.
I know the FOIA part of it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think 5:30 is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else have any suggestions?
Would it make sense to invite Charlotte Warner to join?
Well, that's typically what they do. It's open to any RRC certified or engaged community, so those will be invited. And I think last time they made it to other communities like. Evangeline Township, Wilson Township, I think, had some representatives there. So depending how many they get, they may offer it to more people if they have room.
Okay. So are you, Eric, do you send out the invite to the communities, or do they send out?
They usually send them out, because they send them out to the engaged communities.
Okay.
And the last time I spoke with Pablo at the last training, I said, if you don't have a lot of people, would there be an ability to maybe invite some other planning commissioners that are not in the program and they ended up doing it? Yeah.
Monday would probably work best for me.
Okay. Right. Any other questions about that? Or? Okay. Scott, is there anything else?
That's all I got.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to go to the order. Yep.
So when I was appointed in June, there was concerns addressed by Commissioner Tom Meeting in regards to if I won the election, being a city commissioner, being on the planning commission along with Tom. It's not in the meeting minutes on the website, but I made the comment that if I did have the opportunity to win the city commission election, that I would step down and resign from the planning commission. I'm not going to do that right now at this point in time. The reasoning why is Mayor Hugh Conklin, during our last city commission meeting, brought it up that he would like to have that conversation with the city commission at the next scheduled meeting, which is the 23rd, a noon city commission meeting, for all of us to have that discussion in regards to specifically this board and a few other boards. So out of respect for Hugh, I would like to have that conversation with the city commission first prior to making the resignation. But I do have integrity, so you can anticipate my resignation pending the outcome of the conversation that we had at the city commission meeting.
Okay.
And that is the reason why I abstained from also the recommendation. I did not want two sitting city commissioners making a recommendation to themselves.
And I respect that, Tim, and I'd like to be part of that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Is there anything else for the good of the order? All right. All right, I just need a motion for adjournment.
Motion.
I've got a motion.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right, well, I'll see you back here on our next meeting, December 20th. 2021.